Learning Hashem, we're reading Shmuel Shapira's biography in the book Hasara. We're still in the introduction.
And who wrote it?
Who wrote it? Aaron Klieger. Okay? Okay. Mikol Elu, from all of these tzaddikim rites that Rabbi Shmuel was connected to, Nafsho Chamda Betzel Olam HaPnimiyut Shel Chassidut Breslev, his soul was yearning to be in the inside world of Breslev. Lama Breslev? Why Breslev? Breslev Shel Hayamim Ahem, Breslev in those days, we're talking about 90 years ago, more than 90 years ago, close to 100 years ago, Hayta Metzuyedet Bekol Ma She... No, we're not talking so long, we're talking about probably 80 years ago. 80 years ago. 1930s. Breslev of those days, Hayta Metzuyedet Bekol Ma She Nafsho Shel Rabbi Shmuel Hayta Zkuka, was armed with everything that Rabbi Shmuel's soul needed. What did it have? Rashid, first thing, Breslev Nagav Ben Kulat HaNefesh Atzma. Breslev touched and touches the deepest point of the soul. You learn Breslev, everyone knows what I'm talking about here. Bli Tachpostot, no costumes. Bli Chatzitzot, no boundaries. Breslev never lied to the inside of the soul, to the string, how do you say it? Vocals, I don't know. Of the nefesh. Whatever, I can't, it's hard. Breslev gam bucha v'berchat ha nimei ha-nefesh. I don't know if it would be in the dictionary.
Is that a pneumius?
It's a pneumius of the nefesh, yeah.
The inner voice.
Yeah, the inner voice. Yeah. Okay, good. Breslev was also blessed with Birkat HaGa'agua VeEmiyad, the bracha of yearning towards Hashem, wanting Hashem. Breslev bitla et hayeshut ha'atzmit ke'afar de'ara ke'chametz lachar zman biur. Breslev nullifies one's self-being like the dirt of the earth, right? Like chametz after burning it. That's what Breslev does. Real Breslev, not us. We're jokers, playing around. We're learning Breslev, we want to be Breslev. When you read this, you'll say, oh, I never knew this is Breslev. ויותר משברסלב הכילה את ה... משברסלב הכילה, היא הכילה את ההבנה שלא הכילה. הכילה את הידיעה שלא נדע. אבל גבוה מעל גבוה, the higher than all, חש את הקרבה לברסלב, הקרבה לברסלב בעבודתה. He felt closest to Breslev in the work that Breslev has. What are the works that Breslev has? Chatzot, hibodedut, hamiyat halev, yearning with your heart towards Hashem, tefila v'koach, praying with power, nekudot tovot, seeing the good points in yourself and others, lev nishbar, broken heart, 1 hour a day, simcha, happiness, hidabkut b'tzadik, being cleaving to the tzadik, to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Botam yamim, in those days, Breslev hayta ashira gam benechas hamufla biyoter. Breslev was enriched with the greatest thing. She'ishiyut she'geshev Rav Kula she'ya litbarech bo'dat. A personality like Rav Shmuel needed it. Birkat ha'bizyonot. The bracha of disgrace. Disgrace. Breslev shel otan yamim, Breslev of those days, hata mevorech et birkat ha'bizyonot, was blessed in this bracha of vision of disgrace. The midah, in such a... So much it was, Shaya Rav Tzoch Lastir Mi'imo Almana, he had to hide from his mother, she was a widow, his father was Nifter, Shuitztarev Hakat HaChassidit, that he joined the Chassidish cult of Breslev. That's what they called it in Yerushalayim in those days. It was a disgrace to be a Breslover. It was a big disgrace. He had no idea. That's how it was, Yerushalayim of those days. They say, I told Emmanuel yesterday, that why isn't it like that today? Because we're not real Breslev. Those days were real Breslev, so it was real disgrace.
You go in certain circles today, it's the same thing.
Not the same.
People, not like
in those days, you have no idea. That's what it was. Just like, you don't want to put them in your mini. It's not like that today. And besides, I heard another word that in those days, You were, outside everyone looked the same, but inside they were breastless so strong. Today everyone looks, you know, you have a lavush, you were breastless, you were this, right? The war is inside. The war is in our heads. We have wars going on all the time in our heads. So, Rabbi Shmuel shaya mezigach haya shel pasuk. Shmuel was a live example of this pasuk. El ze abit, on this one I would look. El ani necheruach vecharet al devari. Itmazeg im gam im kisufei v'matash shel breslev v'mishnato shel Rabbeinu. Yikach afra breslev v'chorato ulbeto ruchani ad yomo acharon. And then there, that's how Breslev turned into his spiritual house until his last day. Kol yamav nimlat Rabbi Shmuel al nefesh yechidato. Every day Rabbi Shmuel escaped from what? Me'olam anotzet svivo, shapat orot hashekher shelo, from the world that was sparkling around him with the shefa of lies and falsehood that it has this world. לא אחת היה תוקף אותו מיוס נורא ממתקו של עולם ההבל על שומע וכישואב. He used to feel disgusted from this whole world, this whole physical world. שעצם קיומו זיהם את נקודת הנפש שלו. The fact that the world even created, he felt that it's dirtying his soul. It's all disgusting of the world. הוא היה כובש לא אחת את פניו שטופות לדמע בנקוטי הלכות שלו. He used to a lot of times put his head in the kutal achod and burst out crying. Shofech edam tavtzit shelo, crying on the fact that what? Al shenigzar al nishmato lidyager al amus, that the neshama was decreed to come down to this low world. He used to cry about it. Kol yamav, and this is not an exaggeration what I'm going to say now, kol yamav, all of his days, atzam Rabbi Shmuel etenav. Rabbi Shmuel shut his eyes, his whole life. Ask anyone who knew him. That's what everyone knew this. He used to shut his eyes.
In public.
All the time. Even his own house.
Not in his clothes. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Only if he had to read or see someone, to speak to someone, then he opened his eyes. If he didn't have what to do with his eyes, he shut them. Unbelievable. Why? Atzimat ha'inayim shlo, the shutting of his eyes, closing his eyes, simla, it symbolized prida mochetzet, a complete separation. מכל מה שנובע ויונק וכרוך ותלוי אווירה של חומר. Anything that has to do, anything that has to do with physicality. He didn't want to have any connection at all. הוא עצם את עיניו בתיאוב מכל מה שאינו דרך שביל או נתיב אליו יתברך. He shut his eyes with disgusting to anything which is not a way to reach Hashem. He had to go to the field, he went, he looked at the way. He didn't have to go, he sat, he closed his eyes. You close your eyes. You know where he used to close his eyes? We'll read in the book. I love stories jumping up. In the forest near Meron, and those days Meron was nothing. There was nothing there. In the middle of the night, the only thing was there was maybe hyenas or whatever they are there. Right? Nothing there. He used to shut his eyes. Someone asked him, why are you shutting your eyes here in the Chatzot? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. No one's walking around in the mountains in Meron. You could open your eyes. He said, you never know where the Yitzhar will come to you. The Mashgiach told me here, the Mashgiach of Naftali Linder, downstairs. Mashgiach, the white beard. Huh? Av Linder Shlita, yeah. He knew Rav Shmuel. He's the age of his children, but they grew up, Rav Shmuel and he grew up in the same neighborhood. Knesset, near the Shuk, behind the Shuk. Still a Haredi neighborhood. He told me that he went to Meron. Once Ben Azmanim, and he was walking around, and he hears screaming from the cave of Hillel and Shama, Hillel and his students. You know that is on the bottom, they're under the cave, and they're buried, all the family there. Screaming, it's all go out, leave me alone, screaming. Someone's like screaming for his life. And he goes, he's Rav Shmuel, with his face between two kvalim. Screaming, it's all, leave me alone. Screaming. He said, I didn't need to hear Musa Shmuzin for half a year. It was a live Musa for half a year. I was like that, in awe.
He was screaming to let the Yitzhara
to leave him.
Leave
him alone. Yeah. What kind of Yitzhara he had? Yemei HaSfira, for example, the days of the Sfirat HaOmer, השאגות שלו, his roars of what we say in the prayer, ותאר ותקל לקדוש שמעלה, I will purify and be holy in the קדוש שמעלה, in the highest קדוש, right? אז יזהו את היכל, everyone was trembling from his screaming. Even now you go to Breslov in the days of Sfira, especially the last day, it's a half an hour Sfirat HaOmer. Scream and scream and scream. And Rav Shmuel was higher than all that. The screaming didn't end. Mevinei davar ta'anu.
Why do they do that?
Why? It's very strong in the prayer. Oh, Rabbeinu says Tikkun HaBrit. First of all, Rabbeinu says Tikkun HaBrit. Scream. Learn before you have that time not to learn it before it spells out, so you know why you're screaming.
I know I get a headache when I got my friends.
It's not that they think that Shem can't hear them.
No.
It's because they're so emotionally.
We have to
involved.
Make and even if you're not emotional, make yourself emotional. And then you'll be emotional. So, yeah. Just one last sentence. Also, when he married his wife, he told her simply. When he first married his wife, when we hear about the shidduch, he'll go crazy. You won't believe it. But anyways, when he married his wife, he told his wife, "Listen, I can't stand this world. I cannot stand. I can't bear living in this world." That's what he told his wife.
Very romantic words.
You know what he did when he got home right after the wedding?
Closed his eyes.
He lay down on the floor near the doorway with his feet to the door and told his wife, "We should never forget that one day that's how they're going to lead us out of the house. If someone dies, they lead out of the house with his feet first. Because when a baby's born with the head first. When you die, you walk out of the house with the feet first." That's what he told his wife the night of the wedding. "Don't forget, one day we're going to walk and take us out like this." That's what he lived his whole life. Maybe the last day today, what can I do more to Hashem? I've got to get close to Hashem. How do I pass this world without connecting to this world? Anyways, it's unbelievable. Tomorrow we'll continue.